1 second from half court.
Jumping for joy.
First ever.
A 2-on-1. Oh.
Did he bring it in? He did.
It is.
A pleasant good afternoon to you here from Boyce Mayview Park. It's today on the WJPA Sports Network. It's the Cannon McMillan Big Macs, the number 2 seed in the Class 6A bracket, taking on the 7th seeded Seneca Valley Raiders. I'm Randy Gore along with Lee Bowen for today's broadcast, and today's broadcast on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation is brought to you in part by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Camera Bartolotta for Pennsylvania Senate. Find out more at cameraforsenate.com. Visit Green. Green County has something for everyone. Log on, visitgreen.org. Washington and Jefferson College, W&J and Washington, moving forward together. Slovenian Savings and Loan, big enough to serve, small enough to care. CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. Washington Green County Chapter, Pennsylvania Sports of Hall of Fame, celebrating our region's rich athletic tradition. And Valley View Farm, a premier wedding and event venue. Visit valleyviewfarmvenue.com. Again, it's Cannon McMillan and Seneca Valley in the Class 6A quarterfinals. We'll dive into today's contest when we come back in just a moment on the WJPA Sports Network, brought to you by the CNX Foundation.
Strong and stay local. CCB's help you. Advanced from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
The cost of living is crushing Pennsylvania families. Property taxes are too high, electric bills keep climbing, and it's hard to make ends meet and plan for the future. I'm Senator Camera Bartolotta. I'm working hard to lower taxes so you keep more of what you earn. I'm working to make Pennsylvania more business-friendly to attract investment and grow our economy. I'm committed to lowering your energy costs by protecting reliable, affordable power. On May 19th, I'm asking for your vote so I can keep fighting for a more affordable Pennsylvania. Paid for by Camera for Senate.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, .org.
I'm Elizabeth McLeod-Walls, president of Washington and Jefferson College. W&J is part of the fabric of Washington. You'll see our students, faculty, and staff volunteering in local organizations, supporting community events, collaborating with area schools, and lending a hand where help is needed. This is a place where people look out for one another, work side by side, and invest in the place we all call home. Washington and W&J, moving forward together.
Hey, welcome back to Boyce Mayview Park in the Class 6A baseball quarterfinals of the pregame show. And our pregame show brought to you by Visit Green County. I'm Randy Gore along with Limo. And Cannon McMillan, 15-5 overall, and finished it as with an 8-4 record in Section 2. The Big Macs, the Section 2 champions for a second consecutive season. And today's opponent for the Big Macs, the Seneca Valley Raiders. The Raiders come in at 10-10 overall. They were 5-7 out of Section 1, and they qualify as the number 7 seed. Seneca Valley, the reigning WPIAL champions. And this is a rematch of last year's WPIAL semifinal. It was the Raiders who beat Cannon McMillan 4-0 in the semis en route to that WPIAL championship. And always interesting to see rematches. We have a couple of them here from this very site here today. But the first one up, Lee, Cannon McMillan in Seneca Valley.
Yeah, should be a fun one. You knew it was in the back of their mind. You know, when their brackets came out, it's like, okay, this is what we're up against. And it's kind of Cannon McMillan. You know, once that revenge factor on their mind. But this is a playoff game. You know, losing, you're done. And it's a one game, and you go home. And so it's the pitching. usually comes down to pitching in the WPL playoffs, and I pray we'll come down to that today.
And we'll see a couple of very good pitchers on the hill. For Seneca Valley, it's Luis Torrenegra, who had a big role in last year's WPIL championship for Seneca Valley. And his opponent today for KJ Marschalk. And Marschalk, he is a Winthrop University commit, two-time first-team All-Section, and last year was the 2025 Big 56 Section Player of the Year. He was actually the guy who took the loss in last year's semifinal. He shut out win for Seneca Valley, so obviously not a lot of run support in that one, as he was out-dueled by Andrew Malichki, who tossed a complete game strikeout, or excuse me, complete game shutout with nine strikeouts for the Raiders. And there were a couple of Raiders offensively who had a role in that victory, which we'll talk about. But it was Marsh.
Yeah, and you've been hearing about MJ Marschalk all year long about that Winthrop commit and the possible getting drafted and all that other stuff. Looking forward to seeing him play here today. So today also, you know, so nothing to lose here. It had a couple weeks off, had a couple good scrimmages. Coach Samega really happy where his team is over these last couple weeks. Felt his team got improved. Hopefully, for his team, we'll play a little bit better here today.
Yeah, a bit of a layoff in Class 6A, right? So both teams have opponents for Seneca Valley, Butler, Avonworth, and Shaler. Yeah. And Cannon McMillan, obviously, with several different teams that they scrimmaged against. Just trying to, I mean, baseball's all about repetition, so you want to keep those repetitions up and keep that groove going. Cannon McMillan, we mentioned winning the Section 2 title. Back-to-back years, it's the third time in the last 4 years Cannon McMillan has won the section crown, appearing in the WPIAL playoffs for the fourth time in the last 6 years. And last year, while they did fall to Seneca Valley in this quarterfinal round here from Boyce Mayview Park, that playoff win was their first since winning a state title for the Big Macs back in 2018. Seneca Valley, meanwhile, appearing in the WPIAL playoffs for a seventh last six with losses to NA, 2 of 3, and were swept by Butler coming into the playoffs. But as you had talked about, those scrimmages really proved worthwhile for both teams. But
right.
Coach Samega, specifically of Seneca Valley, he talked about those and how he said his team really improved over the last 2 weeks. No one would see it over wins and losses, but he felt like his team really. For another pregame break, we'll have more coming up as you're tuned in to the Green County pregame show on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Slovenian Savings and Loan, and faster. Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making Dream Fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at
Fame. We'd love to have you join us in celebration of outstanding athletes, coaches, and teams from our area. As a member of our chapter, you can nominate potential candidates, then vote on the nominees for each year's induction banquet. And you can help spread the word about our region's rich athletic tradition. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook and be a part of something exceptional. The Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
Valley View Farm is the perfect venue for your wedding day. A rustic 1900s barn settled cozily among the rolling hills of Greene County, Valley View Farm provides a warm and welcome atmosphere. Weddings are the specialty, but Valley View is available to book for any event, and the barn is equipped with full heating and air conditioning to allow for year-round bookings. Wedding packages include a house DJ and a wedding coordinator, plus a staff that will take care of...
the Star Spangled UJPA Sports Network. After this one, it's North Allegheny and Hempfield in the 3-6 matchup from this very site. Also in Class 6A, these two games at 7 o'clock this evening, top-seeded Butler against Mount Lebanon. That's being held at North Allegheny High School. And also at 7 o'clock at Gateway, it's Norwin, the 4-seed, against the 5th-seeded Central Catholic Vikings. That's it for the Visit Green County pregame show on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
If your basement walls are right now have compromised,
yeah,
in their basement brought on by water.
Oh, the majority. I mean, water is the enemy of a home.
Right.
But it's better to have it assessed to give you that ease of mind.
Sure.
Inspections are free. Might as well just give us a call to help.
Baker's Waterproofing is now Groundworks. Schedule a free inspection.
At Penn West University, we're making college make sense again for people who maybe thought college wasn't the answer. We're making college practical with programs tied to in-demand jobs that prepare ETs who understand where you're coming from and help you get where you're going. At Penn West, we're making college valuable again for people just like you. Learn more at pennwest.edu.
You can shop for pretty much anything online. Clothes, food, vacations, you name it. All without ever leaving the comfort of your couch. Finally, banking can be just that easy too. With the all-new FMB eStore, you can shop for hundreds of financial products to manage your money online at fmb-online.com. That's the power of
Bowser. You're always on the winning team with the Power of Bowser, the official car dealer of the WPIAL. Visit powerofbowser.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to find your perfect vehicle. Get the absolute best price and the best car buying experience around. See the full lineup at powerofbowser.com. Powerofbowser.com, where the power of Bowser is yours.
Hey, welcome back to Boyce Mayview Park, Class 6A quarterfinal, Seneca Valley. And the Big Mac starting starts this season with a 2 complete games, 1 complete game shutout, and an ERA of 0.88. He is a Winthrop University commit. And in 39 and two-thirds innings, has allowed 26 hits, just 7 runs, 5 earned, with 9 walks and 69 strikeouts. So certainly an excellent strikeout-to-walk ratio, Limon. That's exactly what you like to see, a guy that pounds the zone.
You like strike one, strike two, and then you can take advantage of, you know, then you set up that batter. But I'm going to be aggressive, you know, if you see something you like early, take a shot at it.
Especially with that strikeout total as well. He's basically doubled up his innings pitched with 69 strikeouts. The batting order he'll face from Seneca Valley today, leading off and playing shortstop is Mason Fisher. Center fielder Danny Drennan bats second. Micah O'Lair hits third. He's the first baseman. Quinn Carney in the cleanup spot at catcher. Caden Cahill hits fifth. He'll play second base. Brandon Godleski, the designated hitter, hits sixth. Batting seventh, Jackson Plunkert at third. Batter for the Raiders is Luis Torrenegra, which we'll see him when we get to the bottom of the first inning. Cannon McMillan's MJ Marschalk will work with Troy Stimson, his battery mate. Along the infield, Braden Radu at first base, Alex Eastlip at second, Noah Westfall at short, Nico Petragas at third. We'll set the outfield in a moment as the first pitch of the ball game is skied to right center field. Massimo Falcone camps under it. He'll make the catch. And you've already met our starting center fielder today, and he is flanked by left. I wrote in the wrong guy, and right?
Not a problem. So there's the aggressive start. One pitch, one out.
Now Mason Fisher retired on the first pitch of the ball game. Off speed for strike one on Danny Drennan. Drennan this year hitting .288. 19 runs scored to lead the team. Left-handed hitter. And he takes a breaking ball that dips low. And the kick of the pitch, chopper up the first base line. Could be trouble. Marschalk plays it, then throws it away at first base as Drennan hustles towards second base. And he will get there standing up on a throwing error by the pitcher, M.J. Marschalk. Could be a hit and error potentially, and I think that's the route they're going here. So hit and error for Drennan, and the Raiders already in business in the first.
That's the rock. It really had a hard angle to try to get that ball, try to go to over top of Drennan, and then threw it in the right field.
Micah O'Lair, right-handed hitter, steps in next. O'Lair hitting .321, team leader in doubles with six. and he takes outside ball one. Home plate umpire today is Mitch Levinson. First base ump is Todd Steffen, and your third base umpire today is Mark Fisher.
Yeah, Marshawk probably just sort of hung on to that ball because it really had
in the dirt for a ball. And a guy who's only walked nine men this year falls behind Micah O'Lair, 2-0. O'Lair leads Seneca Valley, tied for the team lead for Seneca Valley in walks with nine. He, along with Owen Velp. Nothing, nothing in the top of the first. Double take of the runner by Marshawk. Drennan dances off the bag, pitches in for a strike. Now 2-1.
Yeah, they're really trying to keep
in base. Also a wide receiver and safety on the football team. 2-1 delivery, swing and a miss. There's a good fastball there from the hurler Marshawk. Scouting report on Marshawk. Fastball sits around 89 to 93 miles per hour, curveball and changeup. And when we talked to the coaching staff about Marshawk, they said that his demeanor on the mound, he is the guy. They have a 1A and 1B in terms of pitching, which is terrific. When you Petragas, and it will drop at fair territory. Did he touch it? Yes, he did. It was going to bounce fair and then back into foul territory, but he touched it. And so it's going to be two base runners here for Seneca Valley in the top of the first inning.
Yeah, major league pop-up, and then it got caught in the wind there as Petragas thought he had it, then had to back up about five, six, seven steps there, and then it just fell behind him and fell.
Two ducks on the pond. One out top of the first for the Raiders. Marshawk again looks at Drennan at second, deals the plate fastball well upstairs for ball one.
We're going to get a good idea what Marshawk is all about right now. See if those see what his demeanor's like right now after, you know, causing the error and then a pop-up should have been an out.
1-0 pitch, breaking ball strike. Good curveball there from Marshawk. Joseph. Wind blowing out toward left field on a beautiful, sunny, and hot day here in May. Foul ball back to the fencing. And now Marshawk in front, 1-2.
Now we saw what the wind's doing already because Petragas with that fly ball that should have been caught. But
well, and he started in foul territory and then drifted back into fair territory. Obviously, the ball did land fair. And then as it was going to bounce, finally touched, as we said. So we're in our book, we're putting it in. Would have been wise to let it continue foul, but nonetheless, 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Marshawk comes back with a strikeout of Quinn Cardi, and now 2 outs of the first.
Big, big strikeout there for Marshawk.
Strikeout number 70 on the year for Marshawk is here's Caden Cahill. Cahill hitting 196. One run batted in on the year, but has a chance to add on to that with Drennan at second. And O'Lair at first. And pitch popped up, running in on the hands of the batter Cahill as he fouls it away.
Boy, center fielder Falcone in right center field. He's probably about 15 steps in the right center. Doesn't think that he's going to pull that ball.
Kana McMillan and the home whites with the blue pinstripe. Blue Sox pulled knee high for Marshawk. Two on, two outs, top of the first, nothing, nothing. Raiders threatening. Oh. Seneca Valley, the reigning WPIAL champions, went through Cannon McMillan on their way to the title last year. Qualified for the playoffs with a sweep over North Hills. And their other section series lost to Central Catholic, North Allegheny, and Butler. Swept by the Golden Tornado. Two on, two outs, nothing, nothing, top of the first. Marshawk looking for the final out, 0-2 pitch, and another.
Hey, seeing that ball.
Yeah, beautiful facility here at Boyce Mayview Park. Yeah, 400 straight away, one of the bigger outfields you'll see in high school.
330 down the lines as well. Cannon McMillan, a ton of home runs, which we'll get to when the Big Macs are at the plate. 0-2 pitch, breaking ball. Oh, close pitch, but Cahill able to lay off as it just dips low for ball one. Tough pitch to take, but good eyes there on Cahill.
Yeah, he looked it right into the glove, too.
Drennan at second, O'Lair at first for Seneca Valley. Marschalk comes set on the bump. Double takes Drennan. Shortstop Westfall dancing behind the runners. Again, a foul ball off the bat of Cahill. And you can hear the Seneca Valley fans cheering and cajoling their batter, Cahill, because he is battling right now. Good at bat.
And that gets that pitch count up if he can. You can remember, 105 pitches in high school baseball. So,
this top of the first. Marschalk now ready. And brings the 1-2 offering. That's in the dirt. Good block by Stimson. Evens things up. 2 balls and 2 strikes.
Yeah, 105 pitches in high school and about 90 if you're a Pittsburgh Pirate.
It's funny how the pitch count is higher for high school pitchers than it is for Pirate starters.
Isn't it?
Over the last 2 weekends, I've been broadcasting at some college baseball tournaments, and they're not so much worried about pitch counts in that setting. 2-2, and a slow roller towards second. Eslep fields it on one knee, up to his feet, throw to first in time, and that retires Cahill. And the Raiders get two on, but leave two stranded, also an error, a part of the top of the first. Your score, Seneca Valley nothing. Cannon McMillan coming to bat as you're tuned into the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Marschalk finishes the first with...
Strong College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
When Governors Wolf and Shapiro tried to impose a carbon tax that would have sent your electric bills through the roof and gutted our energy jobs, I fought back and we won. I'm Senator Cameron Bartolotta. I'm proud to stand with our natural gas and coal industries and the hardworking men and women who keep our lights on. I'll keep fighting against Green New Deal schemes that threaten our jobs and our way of life. On May 19th, I'm asking for your vote so I can keep standing up for you. Paid for by Cameron for Senate.
Nothing as the Raiders got a couple of men on at the top of the first, but leave them stranded. And we head to the bottom of the first inning. And the Big Macs will lead it off with Massimo Falcone. The rest of the lineup, MJ Marschalk hits second. Troy Stimson bats third. Nico Petragas in the cleanup spot. Braden Radu hits fifth. Alex Eslep in the sixth spot. Seb Scholsky, the designated hitter, bats seventh. Gavin Dantry is the fourth. And Torrenegra, he has worked a team-high 32 innings with also a team-leading ERA of 2.84. 3 wins, 4 losses. He's given up 34 hits, 21 runs, 13 earned. With 11 walks and 36 strikeouts. So Torrenegra, who pitched some big innings in the postseason last year, he gets the ball to start this quarterfinal game against the Big Macs.
Yeah, the lefty on the mound, so.
Massimo Falcone will lead off. And Cannon McMillan, 16 team home runs this year. Breaking ball strike to Massimo Falcone. He has hit for a .450 average, team leader in base hits with 27. Also tied for the team leader run scored with 22. Next pitch is a ball, evens up the count 1-1. 10 runs batted in for Falcone. And he is headed to WNJ College. We'll study business and finance with Falcone. Fouls one away. One of those college tournaments I was at WNJ College, Ross Memorial Park, 2 weekends ago. And that was for the... We'll be playing for the PAC champs next year. 1-1 is low. Yeah, 2 balls and a strike.
A lot of college commits on both these teams we'll get into as the broadcast goes.
Congrats to our colleague Jonathan Spina as well. He's an outfield coach for WNJ. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
2-2 and a fly ball into right for a base hit. Going opposite way, Falcone for a leadoff single.
Mr. Spina deserves all the credit in the world down there.
He had actually got a Gatorade shower from his outfielders after they won the title. Yeah, that would feel good on a day like the opposite type of weather.
Yeah.
MJ Marschalk steps in. Cana McMillan, nothing, nothing with Seneca Valley in the bottom of the first. So now you have to contend with the speed of Falcone. He leads the team with 18 stolen bases. Pump fake before coming set by Torrenegra. Now he'll deal to the plate. Bunt attempt by Marschalk popped up in foul territory. Will drop on the warning track well beyond the reach of catcher Quinn Carney. Also, Nico Petragas, who we'll see in the cleanup spot, he is headed to W&J. Sure squaring, but a pickoff attempt to check on the runner Falcone. Third baseman Plunkard coming down the third base line, anticipating the bunt by Marschalk. Way down the line is Plunkard before the pitch. Now Marschalk in a swing away, hits a two-hopper that hits the runner. And that'll be an out.
Yep.
The runner Falcone, that ball bounces right into him. And that's a tough break for the Big Macs. It will be a base hit for Marschalk, but the runner is Marschalk aboard.
Yeah, Falcone just couldn't get out of the way.
And we'll have a courtesy runner.
Batting third,
who I did not get a look at.
I'll get a number for you here in a second. As soon as he takes his lead, that's number six.
Caden Laskowski. So Laskowski is the runner now, and he will get looked at on a pickoff throw.
Number six, Caden Laskowski.
Yeah, it was just a two-hopper back of that play, two-hopper to Cahill, and he was just waiting for it to come.
Nothing, nothing, bottom of the first, one out, one on. Luis Torrenegra from the stretch will step off.
And baseball, softball, ball hits you. As long as that infielder is in the back waiting to make that play, it's going to be an out. If he's in front of the runner, that would be a live ball.
Troy Stimson looks at a breaking ball low, ball one. Stimson hitting .358, 19 hits and 53 at-bats with 18 runs batted in. Two-time first-team all-section. Pickoff throw once again. Back sliding in head first safely is the runner. Stimson, a junior. So the Big Macs still have another year with him. This is a senior-laden group, though. 13 seniors for the Big Macs this year. 1-0 pitch. There goes the runner. Swinging a miss at a high fastball. Throw into second, and it's just a little high. The tag, the ball popped out of the glove of Caden Cahill, the second baseman. They might have got the out there had that not occurred. That looked like a pretty good throw.
That was a great throw. I thought he was going to be out, but like you said, fortunately enough, going to get the stolen base.
Stolen base for Laskowski.
That was a great throw by Gillespie.
One ball, one strike, the count on the batter, Stimson, breaking ball low. Yeah, the Big Macs, and this is a reason why they're the section champions, right? They have a good blend of speed and power, and they will Renegra.
Yeah, Stimson will be teammates with Maverick Comment from Butler, who's going to be heading to pit.
Also, Caden Sivrich is going
Caden
to pit. A lot of Class 6A.
From Norwin.
Yeah. Class 6A talent headed to the University of Pittsburgh.
Yeah, they're a number 14 seed in the ACC tournament. I think it's starting today, I believe. Or this week. I believe it is today.
2-1, swing and a miss. 4.65 GPA for Torrenegra. Point Park, the reigning Mountain East Conference champions. Coming into this season, anyway. 2-2 pitch is low, and the count is full. Just realizing I had not looked up to see if they repeated as champions, as the conference tournament surely has concluded by this point in Division II. Point Park played its first year in D2 last year. They had been NAIA prior. Payoff pitch from Torrenegra, and this one popped up, drifts.
Yes, yep. Seton Hill was upset in the D2 tournament this weekend, too.
Yeah, they are.
Out east they were.
Right, actually, they're a perennial powerhouse, yeah. Seton Hill.
Yeah, Millersville knocking them off.
Nothing, nothing in the bottom of the first. One on, one out. Runner at second is Laskowski, and he will be looked back to second by the pitcher Torrenegra.
Well, at this rate, we might start at 7 o'clock for the second game.
It has been a deliberate first inning thus far, yeah. And maybe indicative of the way this game did spin move, pump fake towards second. But MJ Marschalk, after we had the national anthem, we waited, what was it, a good 4 or 5 minutes before Marschalk actually came out to the mound to take his warm-ups.
Yeah, he was so warming up.
Then was not lulled to sleep. He draws the walk, and two on with one out for Cannon McMillan.
Nico Patrikas. Well, you might want to give a half a walk to Laskowski there because, I mean, he really got on the pitcher right there, just getting him thinking, getting him all those times. He looked him back, fake throws.
Now it's Nico Patrikas batting .333 on the campaign. Team leader in doubles with 8 for Cannon McMillan. Right-handed hitter. Against the lefty, Torrenegra bounces one foul on the third base side. Great to have you with us on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation. A starting lineups today, by the way, brought to you by Valley View Farms, which we ran through. Again, starting pitcher Luis Torrenegra, as again he steps off. We've seen Falcone, Marschalk, and Stimson so far. Patrikas in the batter's box now. Radu on deck. Eastlep, Scholski, Simmons, and Westfall. Near Valley View Farm starting lineup for Cannon McMillan. Breaking ball misses the zone for a ball. Defensively in the field for Seneca Valley. Along with Torrenegra, his battery mate is Quinn Carney, the catcher. Micah O'Layer at first. Caden Cahill at second. Mason Fisher, the shortstop. Jackson Plunkard at third. Outfield left to right. Durst, Drennan, and Velp. 1-1 pitch, tap foul, back of home plate. Runs the count to 1-2. Now, something interesting this year, Lee, the Class 6A playoffs historically have been Monday, Tuesday. This year, Monday, Wednesday. So that extra day in between gives coaches maybe some flexibility in utilizing their pitchers. 1-2, and a ground ball sharply hit up the middle and through for a base hit. That one hit off the mound and into center field. Coming home quickly is Laskowski as he burns a trail across the pace station. It's a 1-0 lead for Cannon McMillan. RBI single by Patrikas. He takes second on the throw to the infield. Also to third, stopping there is Troy Stimson.
Yeah, not a good decision by center fielder Drennan to throw that ball home. It was a high throw and good heads-up play there by Patrikas to take second on the throw.
Yeah, there was zero chance to throw out Laskowski. I mean, he was like the roadrunner coming around the bases there. Now it's Braden Radu. Infield is up for Seneca Valley. They do not want to fall far behind here. We're in the bottom of the first. Check swing, and going around is Radu. Radu hitting at a .354 clip. 4 home runs for Radu and 20 runs batted in. Has 2 in scoring position. Again, the infield up for the Raiders. 1 out, bottom of the first. Big Macs up by a run. Pitch to the plate from Torrenegra. That bounces away from the catcher, Carney. A lot of room in foul territory. It in to score is Stimson. It's 2-0. Cannon McMillan taking third. Patrikas.
Yeah, no chance for Quinn Carney there. That ball in the dirt. Did his best to try to get in front of that ball, but deflected off to his right. And you mentioned a lot of room. And Carney's going to talk to Torrenegra right now. But maybe Coach Samega might come out, but he's going to have a quick conference with the infielders here. Coach Samega will stay in the dugout.
And Seneca Valley last year winning its 5th WPIAL championship, titles in 1994, 2011, 2012, 2014, and 2025. Also state titles in 1995 and 2007 for Seneca Valley. And Coach Samega has been a big part of that success in his 26th year and well over 300 career wins. 1-1 pitch, Radu skies it to right. This should be deep enough to score another run. Patrikas tags from third. The ball caught by Velp. Out number 2 and in to score easily is Patrikas on the sacrifice fly by Radu. And the Big Macs lead 3-0.
That's the way you want to start first inning there. Good job there. If I were due, just get that long fly ball.
Doing the job. So RBI single, Petrangas. Wild pitch scores Stimson. Sack fly for Reduce scores Petrangas. 3-0 Big Macs. Two outs, bases cleared for Alex Eslep, who's hitting 250 and takes low for ball one.
Andrew Pallana warming up for Seneca Valley down the third baseline.
Pitch up and outside. That taken for a ball.
It's one and you're done, so you got to do what you can.
Not much of a leash for pitchers if you fall behind or if you don't have your stuff, so to speak. Pitch a fastball on the outside edge for a strike.
Yeah, like you mentioned, that extra day, so now you can, if you want, you can throw your number one and two in the same game, 50 pitches each.
Count is 2-1 on the batter, and there's a swing and a miss on the next pitch. Good fastball from Torrenegra. Yeah, so if you're able to rally and win, if you're Seneca Valley, it could provide you some options depending upon how long you leave Torrenegra out there. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Good fastball there. The high heat from Torrenegra gets the final out, but the damage done. Cannon McMillan scores three runs on three hits, a walk, and nobody left on. Your score after one inning, it's Cannon McMillan 3, Seneca Valley nothing, as you're tuned into the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation. Torrenegra finishes the first with
25 pitches. Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
I'm Elizabeth McLeod Walls, president of Washington and Jefferson College. In Washington, we are a community that grows together. W&J students, faculty, and neighbors share ideas, support local initiatives, and help strengthen the region we're all proud to be part of. From service projects to local partnerships, we're committed to being good neighbors and active contributors. Because when one of us thrives, we all do. W&J in Washington, moving forward together.
And welcome back to beautiful Boyce Mayview Park on an equally gorgeous afternoon. Cannon McMillan with a 3-0 lead through one inning as the Big Macs in the bottom of the first. RBI single by Nico Petrangas. Wild pitch scoring a run and also a sack fly for Braden Radu as the Big Macs give MJ Marshchalk a 3-run lead.
And that's not good for Seneca Valley, giving Marshchalk a 3-run lead with a 0.88 ERA. So it's going to be a big, tough road right now for Seneca Valley. It can be done, but you're going to have to put some runs together, put some hits together here very soon. Get a lot of game left, though.
Playoff baseball is a funny thing.
Yeah.
And you know, you can see guys as well. They dominate in the regular season as a pitcher, but it only takes one off day, right, to make a difference. So Luis Torrenegra, unfortunately for him, giving up three runs, but he'll hope for better from his teammates at the plate to rally back against the guy who is stingy in MJ Marshchalk.
Marshchalk gave up two hits in that first inning. One was the dribbler down the right field line, and the infield pop up. So he's allowed two hits that didn't leave the infield.
Yeah, and if you're Seneca Valley there, those were basically gift hits, we'll call them.
Yeah,
and that's where you got to cash in when you're going up against a guy like Marshchalk, because if you don't, you could be headed home early. So here is Brandon Godleski leading off for Seneca Valley in the top of the second. And Marshchalk's first pitch, swing and a miss for strike one.
Yeah, Godleski, the Pitt Johnstown commit.
3.9 GPA for Godleski. 0-1, and that's downstairs for a ball. Godleski hitting 246 this year, team leader in home runs with two. You talk about the home run differential.
Yeah.
Cannon McMillan 16 as a team, Seneca Valley 4. And what you typically see is more like the total that Seneca Valley has, quite honestly.
Right.
The Big Macs are very good power-hitting squad. 1-1 pitch, fouled back. Now 1-2 on the batter, Godlewski.
Yeah, now it's on scoreboard. Brownsville lost in five innings. The Neshanic in softball, 10-0. So the Neshanic, three-time defending champion, three-time state champion, will move on.
1-2 offering, and that will bounce away in the dirt. Nobody on is the leadoff batter.
Yeah, Neshanic came back down to earth this year after 4 years of 100 victories and one loss.
Third baseman Petragas playing on the edge of the infield grass is a 2-2 pitch due to Godlewski. Marshchuk delivers, and this a little flare behind the bag at first at foul territory, caught by the first baseman Radu, and it's out number one.
Batting seventh and playing third base.
That'll send up Jackson 10, Plunkard.
Jackson Plunkard.
Plunkard, 3 hits and 29 at bats with 1 double and 1 triple. Plunkard, a Mount Aloysius commit. Hits lefty, throws righty, does Plunkard.
And that ball had so much English on it, they're throwing it out of the game. It must have ripped the baseball.
And the coaching staff, I believe that's Coach Steele, showing the baseball to some of his fellow coaches there. As you said, must have ripped the cover off the ball in some way, shape, or form. Plunkard takes up and in for a ball.
Well, both these coaches are just love reading about them. Such history between both of them.
1-0 check swing going around, though. Plunkard does offer for a strike. Mentioned headed to Mount Aloysius. Lee, you and I made a trip out to Mount Aloysius,
yes,
a few years back when North Allegheny took on Cedar Cliff, I believe it was, in the state playoffs.
Yeah, broadcast down the first base line, I think it was, right?
Yep. Yeah, very, very much down the first base line, past the dugout. Last pitch is strike now, 1-2. 3-0 Big Macs, top of the second. One out, nobody on for Seneca Valley. 1-2 from Marshchuk is a called strike three. Second strikeout for the right-hander. And now two away in the second.
Yeah, Plunkard didn't like it, thought it was outside.
One thing I remember about Mount Aloysius and Plunkard, he is a third baseman, so he may not have to worry about it. But I had trouble tracking those fly balls in the outfield. Out at Mount Aloysius. Just something about that facility or the sky there just made it very difficult. Swing and a miss by Mason Durst for strike one. And that's kind of the report you get on Mount Aloysius from opposing teams that go in the Allegheny Mountain Collegiate Conference. 0-1 pitch, wave and a miss again, way out in front of the breaking ball. And Marshchuk jumps ahead on Durst, 0-2.
As usual, jumps ahead. I said, I mentioned only those 9 walks on the year.
Now up to 71 strikeouts on the campaign. 0-2, low and away, trying to get the chase from Durst, the lefty hitter. Durst, 3 hits and 35 at-bats, has drawn 6 walks. On the 1-2, swing and a miss. High heat beats Durst. And back-to-back K's for Marshchuk ends the second. Your score after 1.5, Cannon McMillan 3, Seneca Valley nothing, as you're tuned into the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsandLoan.com. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating
to the plate in the bottom of the second. Seb Scholsky, Blake Simmons, and Noah Westfall due up for Cannon McMillan. The Big Macs, you mentioned last year's playoff win in the first round or quarterfinal round against North Hills was their first since 2018. But with the senior-laden group this year really wanting to take it the distance this year in 2026, talking with the Big Macs coaching staff about the team, and they said how close-knit this senior class is, and a lot of camaraderie, no selfishness, which you love to see. And he said they're guys that, for the coaching staff, said that they are guys that eat and sleep baseball, and they don't wait for the coaches to make them go out and practice. They have senior-led practices, and when you have that kind of self-motivation, it obviously shows on the field.
Yeah, without a doubt. And I know they want to – their football program is starting. A couple of these coaches coach football, and they're going to be starting, I believe it was today, and they said they don't want to be coaching football for about maybe another month or so. So they want to try to keep us riding as long as they can.
Seb Scholsky swings and misses at the first pitch here in the bottom of the second. Scholsky, a University of Cincinnati commit, goes around again for softliner into left, and a leadoff single for Seb Scholsky.
Yeah, six different players on this team played for Pony League World Series. Now, they lost in the finals last year. Is that correct?
They have, in recent years, pretty much kind of with this group here, they have been either in the finals or in the semifinals quite a few times in the last handful of years. I want to say like three or four times they've made it to the semis, if not the finals.
And that makes for big crowds.
It does. Bunt attempt found back to the screen by Blake Simmons for strike one. And our third base umpire today, Mark Fisher, he has spent time in the past as an umpire at the Pony League World Series. And Mark Fisher, one of the best in the business in terms of college sports information, pitch up and in for a ball. He is the Director of Athletic Communications at Carnegie Mellon University, wrapping up his 22nd year in that role. And I see him quite a bit during the course of the sports season out at CMU. And obviously Carnegie Mellon, a world-renowned university, both academically and athletically, they are outstanding as well in the University Athletic Association. And Mark Fisher, again, who's our third base umpire today, but he is the director of athletic communications there, just does a superb job. I really can't say enough, honestly.
I can tell.
He really does just
that's
a
great.
Fantastic job, he and his staff. Pitch in the dirt now, 2-1.
I'm going to throw my random question out there, too.
All right, I'll see if I can answer it.
Do the umpires get paid for those Pony League World Series, or is that all volunteers?
That's a good question.
The Little League World Series, there, that's all volunteer.
I don't know the answer.
Okay.
In my mind, I would presume that they would be paid, but you said the Little League guys?
No.
Well, I got a nod of approval here. They are paid.
Okay, so they are paid. I know Little League is all volunteer.
Count 2-1 on Blake Simmons. Fastball, or check that. That was ball four. There was a 3-1 pitch that's up and in for ball four, so Simmons is aboard. And that'll push Scholsky to second, so 2-1 with nobody out here in the bottom of the second. Cannon McMillan already leading 3-0. And a chance to really add on here with Noah Westfall, the number 9 batter, up next. So, Lee Moen, you need to, because you are also a part-time umpire, you need to get your name on that list.
There you go.
Bunts, foul toward the on-deck circle.
Yeah, let me drive 200 miles of $5 a gallon to go volunteer.
No, I meant in Washington, since they're paid.
Okay,
that's a shorter trip.
Yeah.
That's a fantastic event if you haven't been there.
It really is.
Two on, nobody out, bottom of the second, 3-0. Cannon McMillan, bunt by Westfall. Did he snap? Did he make contact with that or no?
Yes, he did.
And it's fouled straight back for strike two.
Yeah, Polino warming up again for Seneca Valley. He's probably just about ready, I would think.
Noah Westfall is a Waynesburg University commit. He'll be a Yellow Jacket. We'll study computer science. 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball popped up on the infield. First baseman O'Lair hustling in, and he'll make the catch. Infield fly rule, but he'll make the catch, and it's out number one.
But bringing up the top of the order, though, in Falcone.
And that time, Westfall, with the intent of moving the runners with a sack bunt, obviously unable to accomplish that, but still in pretty good position with one out and two aboard for Massimo Falcone. Falcone, one of those guys who played in the Pony League World Series, has a twin brother, Rocco Falcone. Goes after the first pitch, and a diving try by Fisher, the shortstop. He keeps it in front of him, and he saves a run for now, as it's a base hit, and the bases are loaded for Cannon McMillan in the second.
Yeah, I thought Fisher was going to come up with it, and that ball just hit in front of the glove, somehow keeping it in front of him. He got up looking for it, turned around a couple times, but ball was sitting just to the right of him. But he, like you said, did keep it in the infield, and I think that's going to be it for Tornegra.
Yeah, Tornegra struggling a bit in this early portion of the ball game, and that will indeed be it. So Coach Semega will go to the bullpen here in the second. Cannon McMillan leading 3-0 with one out and the bases loaded in the bottom of the second. We'll take a break as you're tuned into the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
This is Coach Guy Monacalva for the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. Thanks to the support of CNX, GBU, Princescape, the Pony League World Series, and the participants in our annual golf outing, we awarded nearly $14,000 in scholarships to local high school athletes, plus $3,000 to our Courage Award and Edward Monaco Above and Beyond Award winners. And we granted money to high school athletes starting their own nonprofit charities. We encourage you to join us at our next meeting and be a part of something exceptional. The Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
Without high school activities, there is no high school experience. It's those experiences when you go out and you meet people that you're only connected with through your passions is what really makes you become the person that you're going to become.
Yeah. And we're back here at Boyce Mayview Park as Seneca Valley goes to the bullpen. And checking in is a right-hander, Andrew Polano. Polano, a junior hurler for the Raiders, as Tornegra is chased in the bottom of the second inning with the bases loaded. And, well, Lee, we were talking about pitching decisions, especially in the postseason. You're down 3-0 already to a guy with a sub-1 ERA on the other side, and you have to try and squash this situation right now.
Yeah, and you're bringing on your number 2 or number 1B here, as this Polano has pitched the most innings here for Seneca Valley this year, so the 3-2 record on the year with a 2.881 ERA, so he's coming into a big spot here. The bases loaded, one out. Try to get this double play if he can.
Cannon McMillan scored 3 times in the first, and they have him filled in the second. Inning began with a base hit by Seb Scholsky to left. Blake Simmons walked after a pop-out by Noah Westfall. Massimo Falcone followed with an infield single, and the bases are loaded for the Big Macs with the big guy at the plate, M.J. Marschunk. So Marschunk with a grand opportunity to help himself out in terms of run support. These teams hooked up last year, the WPIL semifinals. It was Marschunk who was the hard luck loser on the mound. As the Big Macs were shut out against Seneca Valley, they want to turn the tables here in this rematch. Breaking ball up and outside, way high for ball one.
Yeah, so corners are in. Middle infielder's back trying for that double play.
Marschunk singled his first time. Curveball that's high, says Mitch Levinson, the home plate umpire. It's ball two.
Yeah, Polano thought that was good.
It had a, I'll put it this way, it had a good 12-6 break on it, yeah. But it was still high. It was very high to start and finish. 2-0 outside corner to Marschunk, 2-1. Marschunk politely asking without bringing attention to it where that pitch was in the zone. 2-1. And a flare toward shallow left field. Durst racing in. Makes the sliding catch. Runner going to tag from third, Scholsky, and he'll score. Sacrifice fly for Marschunk. And it's 4-0 Cannon McMillan in the bottom of the second. Two outs and runners at first and second, Simmons and Falcone.
Yeah, I'm waiting to see if they're going to appeal this because I thought maybe you can hear the fans going for it. I thought maybe Shulsky left early.
To be honest, I thought he might have as well. I would certainly give, yeah, the crowd is asking for an appeal, and they are going to, and let's see here. Ooh. And they say he left on time.
Okay.
Mitch Levinson, that's his call.
So I will write the sacrifice fly in the book now.
Yeah, it was close, that's for sure. I absolutely thought it was worth an appeal.
Oh, without a doubt.
Breaking ball high. Troy Stimson at the plate. He walked and scored on a wild pitch in the first. 4-0 Big Macs. Two outs, two aboard in the bottom of the second. Great catch by Durst, by the way. Don't let that be forgotten. 1-0 pitches outside, 2-0.
Now, if he doesn't have to dive for that ball, might be a lot closer play, and Michalski might not be tagging, but since he had to dive for that ball and go forward and then have to get up and throw, that allows him to score.
Yeah, I'll get back to that in a moment. Pitch hits the batter, Stimson, so the bases are loaded again now. Falcone to second, Simmons to third. But just to kind of finish that thought, the catch by Durst, he made a sliding grab coming in. He did a nice job of, with his momentum, you know, performing the slide, the catch, and then popping back up to his feet to get the throw into the infield. So he made the best opportunity of that he possibly could have.
Yeah, Coach Semega asking if that ball maybe caught the knob of the bat possibly, and he gets a quick explanation, goes back to the dugout.
And Coach Semega, who's been with the Seneca Valley baseball program since 1992, back when he was a volunteer, longtime head coach, pitch outside for a ball.
Actually, he played on the very first Seneca Valley baseball team when it first started back in 1984, I believe it was. Then he transferred to North Hills and finished up his career there, high school career.
1-0, taken for a strike by Petragas.
Yeah, he was a sophomore back in the day at Seneca Valley in his playing days.
And has been a longtime teacher at Seneca Valley as well. Certainly one of our favorites to come across in talking with coaches. 1-1, fly ball, hit well, deep left. Mason Durst ranges back, and that ball's gone. Now the home run prowess of the Big Macs, and Nico Petragas with a grand slam in the second, and the Big Macs busted open. It's 8-0 in the second inning. Nico Petragas with his first home run of the season, and how do you do with a granny in the WPIAL quarterfinals?
That ball just kept on carrying. Got up into that wind. No chance to get that one.
First baseman, Braden Radu.
Two of those runs on the grand slam are charged to Polano, the reliever. The starter, Tornegra, is charged with 6 of the 8 runs. And his book is now closed. Here's a rip shot down the right field line and a fair ball by Braden Radu. That gets into the corner. Radu going to try for 2, and he gets there with a stand-up double. The hit parade continues for Cannon McMillan in the second.
Yeah, ball just roped down the right field line. Radu hustling around easily, getting into second base.
Alex Islap.
Ninth batter of the inning, Alex Islep. He struck out swinging to end the first. It's 8-0 Cannon McMillan in the bottom of the second. And curveball taken for strike one.
Yeah, I love the story with Alex Islip that's saying if he wins the lottery, he's going to build a turf baseball field outside his house. Of course, he has to get permission from his parents, though, too. So.
0-1 popped up. Polano, the pitcher, calling for it. He'll make the catch, although the third baseman Plunkard was racing in to do so. But Polano takes charge and gets the final out. McKenna McMillan with a big blast in the second. Grand slam by Petragas.
One left.
And the score after two, Cannon McMillan 8, Seneca Valley nothing, as you're tuned into the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
I'm Senator Cameron Bartolotta, and I'm running for re-election to keep fighting for working families in the 46th District. I've worked to create family-sustaining jobs, hold government accountable, and stand strong.
Cannon McMillan off to a great start, 8-0 for the Big Macs. 3 runs in the first and 5 in the second. 5 runs on 4 hits and 2, or excuse me, 1 was left stranded. But the big hit, the Nico Petragas grand slam. And that broke open what was a 4-0 game to 8-0. And the Raiders now in a very difficult position going up against the Winthrop commit MJ Marschalk, down by 8 runs.
Yeah, Marschalk, boy. Now complete. Yeah, 8-0. You can throw what you want right now. Just throw strikes, let the defense work for you now. No pressure on him.
Second game from this site will be North Allegheny and Hempfield at 7 o'clock. We're through 2 innings here. Now on the top of the third, Owen Velp will lead off for Seneca Valley. He's a left-handed hitter. Velp fouls went off. Went into and out of the glove of Troy Stimson at strike one.
So now you have that opportunity, Randy. We're talking about pitching. You know, Marschalk had 33 pitches for 2 innings. You're allowed to throw up to 50 in 2 days' rest. So,
one dribbler back toward the on-deck circle. Hopping out of the way is Mason Fisher.
So he could possibly throw on Wednesday, possibly. If they decide to go that way, bring in your 1B and your pitcher.
Gives you some options,
yeah,
that's
right,
for sure.
Right, with an 8-0 lead.
And then you're waiting basically a week after that, right?
Right.
So
if you make it that, yeah, if you win that way, because the championships won't be the following Tuesday or Wednesday.
0-2 pitch, bounce foul again toward the on-deck man. Sidestepping it is Fisher. Count stays 0-2 on Velp.
Unlike the previous years that you're playing back-to-back days, and you can't afford that.
Owen Velp, a Penn State Barron commit. He'll play in the AMCC next year. Had a 2-run single against Cannon McMillan in last year's semifinal. And here, drives a base hit into right. Past the diving Alex Eastlip. Leadoff single for the Raiders. And that's the first ball into the outfield lane.
Yeah, first fairly hard-hit ball.
Well, first base hit into the outfield.
Yeah.
There was a
right
fly out to center with the first batter, but that's been it otherwise. So now one aboard. See if the Raiders can get something going. Obviously, it's an uphill climb, but you got to start somewhere. And it's Mason Fisher. Fisher, who's also headed to Penn State Barron. He will study computer science. He scored the only run in last year's 1-0 championship victory against Norwin at EQT Park in Washington. Breaking ball strike. Catching the outside corner. Fisher's the only other guy to put the ball in the outfield, although that was on a flyout to Massimo Falcone.
Yeah, first pitch of the game.
Marschalk, pickoff throw to check the runner, and there safely is Velp. 8-0 lead. Lee, do you need to pay as much attention to those runners, do you think?
No. Just throw strikes.
I feel like that's where you put yourself in danger. 0-1, swing and a miss.
Of course, who's going to criticize Marschalk on the year, though?
I don't think anyone can.
Yeah.
We're in the top of the third. Cannon McMillan leading 8-0 in the WPIAL 6A quarterfinals. Long pause by Marschalk. Now the 0-2, fouled over the fencing. We'll do it all over again.
Again, semifinals slated for Wednesday, but stay tuned to the weather.
Yeah, last check of the weather didn't look so great for Wednesday. Showers, although it was improving.
Yeah, what I was seeing maybe early.
Now I'm seeing some thunderstorms in the forecast. Pickoff throw again, and there safely once more is the runner. So according to Weather Underground, which is a weather site I personally find to be no weather site is accurate 100%, mind you. But, you know, it has a higher rate of success, in my opinion. Looks like rain would cease around 5, 6 o'clock. So if you're looking at a later start, you might be okay. But, you know, you've got a lot of games you're dealing with when it's the WPIL, right?
Yeah, there's everything going on. Softball.
So now softball, if you played, baseball. Like in terms of the 6A bracket, if you played two sevens, one at different locations, one each at different locations, then maybe you'd be all right.
And if you could pick some turf fields.
And that's the other factor, right? How did the...
I mean, I'll be at one tomorrow in Gateway.
Add-on broadcast, right? For you.
Yeah.
Runner at first, top of the third. Nobody out for the Raiders, trailing 8-0 to Cannon McMillan. Offering is low, 2 balls and 2 strikes.
I get the privilege of broadcasting Riverside tomorrow. Coach Dan Aliastro in his 58th year of high school baseball, 745 career wins. Just a legend. And has the baseball field named after him and still coaching.
That's a rarity.
Yeah.
Marzchak deals the 2-2 to the plate, and this one skied to shallow right field by Mason Fisher. In to make the catch is Gavin Dantry for out number one. That ball carried a bit out to maybe medium depth right field, but Dantry had it measured. Now it's Danny Drennan.
Yeah, they named that field after him in 2012, thinking, oh, maybe he's going to be coaching just a couple more years. Well, 14 more years later, he's still doing it.
8-0 Big Macs in the top of the third. Raiders runner at first with one out. Danny Drennan, Penn State Barron commit. He'll major in mechanical engineering. Fastball strike. Just recently named a first-team all-section selection in the Big 56 Conference for a second consecutive year. 4.0 GPA for Drennan, the left-handed hitter. And now stepping off is Marzchak. Drennan, his father, Tom Drennan, a PIAA and NCAA basketball official.
Need more of those.
Throw over to first, and it is thrown away. Off to second goes Owen Velp on the air. And that's, Lee, I'm going to harp on it a little bit. That's what I'm talking yeah. about. I mean, I don't know why you're throwing with an 8-0 lead over to first base.
I have no idea. I was screening the play. I couldn't tell if it was an E1 or an E3.
E1.
E1, okay.
So
yeah, there's no reason to. Sure, you can keep them close, but. You don't want to give Seneca Valley any hope right now.
This is how you compound things when you make mistakes, right? You make mistakes by taking extra throws, potentially. It's just unnecessary. Here's a ground ball to short. That's going to skip off the diving try of Westfall. And in around third to score is Belp on the Danny Drennan RBI single. And the Raiders on the board trailing 8-1.
And you would have first and second with the RBI. Now it's 8-1. Thanks to that error.
I rest my case.
Yeah, good try by Westfall. It was a one-hot smash. As Westfall did get a glove on it, but just couldn't come up with it.
Yeah, valiant effort by Westfall, no doubt there. But Drennan, put a little extra salt and pepper on that liner and collects the base hit. Now it's Micah O'Lair, the number three hitter in the order. Raiders trailing 8-1, and pitch a called strike on O'Lair.
So the trial goes to the defendant, right?
Well, I don't know. I thought maybe I was the prosecution, quite frankly.
Yeah.
O'Lair, two-time second-team all-section. Checks the swing. Pitch is downstairs. Good block by catcher Troy Stimson. O'Lair, he hit a home run in last year's semifinal win against the Big Macs, that 4-0 victory. It was a solo shot for Olaire. That came in the fourth inning of that victory. Long pause by Marzchak in the 1-1 to the plate. Fastball inside. 2-1. Cannon McMillan leading 8-1, but the Raiders with some signs of life here in the third, bringing one run around thanks to the Danny Drennan RBI single. Who's 2-for-2 today is Drennan. Fouled away. Lee, we're talking about the 1A, 1B. That other fantastic starter is Seb Scholsky for Cannon McMillan, who certainly would be in line to start the semifinal game, presuming a victory for the Big Macs.
Yeah, if they hang on here, you would think he'll be definitely pitching Wednesday.
Stepping off the rubber is Marzchak.
A lot of game to go, though.
Now the 2-2, another foul ball. Battling here is Olaire. Third baseman Petragas playing up on the edge of the infield grass. Cannon McMillan looking for their first title since 2018. Won a state championship that year as well. 2-2, swing and a miss. Marzchak with his fourth strikeout of the afternoon. And two away in the top of the third.
Yeah, plenty of life on that fastball. We talked earlier, that fastball in the 90 to 93 range. On a warm day like this, probably going to be in that range.
And Marzchak talking with the media about the family atmosphere of this particular Cannon McMillan team. Swing and a miss by Quinn Carney for strike one. Bats with two outs and a runner at first. One run in for Seneca Valley, trailing 8-1 in the third. Oh, 1. Chop foul out past Coach Samega of Seneca Valley. And won his 300th career game, did Coach Samega, on May 10th, 2024, a 2-1 win against Fox Chapel. Drennan takes his lead off of first. Radu holding him. 0-2 pitch. Called strike three, hitting over. Marzchak punches out Carney to end the frame, but the Raiders on the board. One run on two hits, an error, and one left stranded. After 2.5, it's Cannon McMillan 8, Seneca Valley 1, as you're tuned into the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation. Also video coverage on the NFHS Network.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
I'm Elizabeth McLeod Walls, president of Washington and Jefferson College. For generations, W&J has lived right in the heart of Washington, learning alongside our neighbors, lending a hand, and building traditions that connect us. We are committed to being present, supportive, and engaged in the community we're proud to call home. We celebrate our shared history, and we look forward to building the future together. W&J in Washington, moving forward together.
And we are back at Boyce Mayview Park. Big thank you to the fine folks here at Boyce Mayview. We're here just about every year, Lee, for the 6A playoffs. And Actually, I can't think of a year when we haven't been.
It's been a while.
And that's a good thing because...
Yeah, great facility, good press box, get treated well.
They've got cookies, pizza just arrived.
As long as you don't put it...
As long as you don't leave your bag on top of the
table. Yeah. You do get yelled at, but that's all right. And I think she's going to offer me pizza, possibly. Just
you can only have one piece, right? He gets charged. He gets charged a fee. Just cheese. Only a cheese slice for Lee. Well, yeah, again, thank you to the fine folks here. We always appreciate the hospitality. It's all sincerity, and we appreciate that. So, bottom of the third, Andrew Polano will stay on in relief for Seneca Valley as the Big Macs lead it 8-1, but we mentioned, Lee, it's an uphill climb, but you have to start somewhere. Raiders did get on the board in that top of the third thanks to the Danny Drennan RBI single.
Yeah, now you're going to need Polano to shut things down if you can.
Leading off is Seb Scholski. He singled and scored to start the second inning, part of a five-run frame. He takes a breaking ball up and in, ball one. And going back to the Big Macs in terms of pitch count and things of that nature, now Gene's going to sit here and eat this pizza right behind us. Here's a pop-up. Well, foul territory, and it's going to get out of play on top of the dugout. But no, we're good. We'll get in between games. There's not enough time in between innings to really eat. But going back to the pitch count here for Cannon McMillan, as we try to keep the train on the tracks, 1-1, line shot in the left, base hit, leadoff single for Scholski. He's going to slam on the brakes. He'll settle for one, leadoff single for Scholski.
Yeah, Thirst had a long way to go down that left field line. They chased that down, did a nice job, made a strong throw back in, and Scholski said, nope, I think I better stay here.
8-1 Big Macs, leadoff man aboard in front of Blake Simmons, but back to pitch count. Now, you're up 8-1, but there have been no signs of slowing down for this lineup. So you want to pile up the runs. Try to end this game as early as you can, right, if you're Cannon McMillan.
Yeah.
Pitch up and outside to the lefty hitting Simmons for ball one.
Yeah, try to get this done in five if you can.
Simmons headed to Slippery Rock University, will study business and play baseball. Also plays basketball and golf at Cannon Mac. Third baseman Plunkard. Well on the infield grass, anticipating a bunt. Pickoff throw, though, checks the runner.
Yeah, nice facility up there, Slippery Rock. Beautiful baseball field.
And they just recently hosted the PSAC baseball tournament. Pitch outside for a ball, now 2-0.
And the track championships, WPL track championships, were just there the other day, too.
Yeah, that weekend they hosted a variety of different events collegiately, and then you add the track and field into it. Pitch is a strike on the outside corner. It was a busy week. I believe graduation also, too, to add on top of that at Slippery Rock. So, yeah, busy times there a couple weekends ago. And Simmons will play up there. Very athletic ball player. He taps a bunt, fielded by the pitcher Polano. He's going to throw to second. They get the out there. So the ground out goes 1-6, retiring the lead runner. Scholski is the failed sacrifice bunt. Put Simmons on the fielder's choice.
Boy, you don't see that often. Usually the pitcher will just take the automatic out, but he looked up, saw that he had a chance at second, and made it. Play wasn't even really close either. Yeah, good, strong throw.
And a lot of times when you see that happen, you have to credit the catcher, communication, Quint Carney. There's a throw to first, but it gets away from O'Lair, and off to second goes Simmons. So even though the sack bunt wasn't successful, they get the runner over there anyway on the E1.
Yeah, the ball looked like it was in his glove and he went to make the tag, possibly it came out. But
well, maybe, actually, I should backtrack. Maybe it's not an E1, but it is certainly an error.
E3 or E1, Darren?
It's gonna go E1.
Going to go an E1. Okay. We're going to go E1.
Curveball strike to Noah Westfall, who popped out to first in the second. Cannon McMillan leading 8-1 in the bottom of the third.
Mr. Jaron Steele, our official scorer here today.
Yeah, shout out Jaron Steele with the Washington Observer Reporter. 0-1 breaking ball is inside. One ball, one strike. Being that I work full-time at North Allegheny, I used to see Jaron all the time when he was covering Pine Richland, part of his beat with the Trib. Among other places, he was broadcasting just about everywhere. There's a pitch low. But now we see him regularly in Washington County. I live in Washington, so I saw him just this past weekend and the week prior over at W&J's Ross Memorial Park. So we cross paths maybe even more often now, actually, which is nice. 2-1, breaking ball stays high for Polano. He's still trying to get that high curveball, but it's up out of the zone. And I would agree, it is up.
Yeah, Jaron gave up the headphones full-time for a full-time pen.
Runner at second with one out. Cannon McMillan leading 8-1. Check swing, but the ball meets bat on the checkoff by Westfall, and it's now a full count. Yeah, great addition to the Observer. Of course, Chris Dugan of the Washington Observer reporter. 3-2 behind the back of the batter, Westfall. That is ball four. 2-1 now for Cannon McMillan. And back to the top of the order with Massimo Falcone.
Yeah, I think that was another attempt at a breaking ball. Just can't get it to go. So Parker Mell's warming up down the third base line for Seneca Valley.
Raiders trying to keep this within reasonable striking distance, down by seven, but the Big Macs want to continue to pour it on. They had a grand slam the last inning, thanks to Nico Petragas. Pitch outside to Falcone for a ball. Massimo Falcone is a cousin on his father's side to the late Angelo Falcone, who passed away in 2015. Rips a foul ball third base side. But Angelo Falcone, many in the Washington County area would know the name, was a philanthropist and business owner in the area who owned numerous car dealerships. He contributed money when the Penguins, when Penguins owner Mario Lemieux approached him about forming a group to buy the team back in 1999 in EQT Park, where the WPIL championships are played, formerly was known in its early years of existence as Falcone Field.
Yep.
Count 2-1 on Massimo Falcone, and he skies one down the line and left. Mason Durst loses the cap, but gives chase, makes a leaping attempt, but cannot make the grab. Hustling toward third and in there safely is the runner Simmons. And the bases are loaded for Cannon McMillan on a drop fly ball by Mason Durst. Falcone aboard at first, Westfall at second, Simmons at third.
Yeah, good job there by Simmons, though, going halfway. And seeing that ball drop, he was able to get in the third base. Good base running there. Durst just sort of overran a little bit and put the glove out at the last second, in and out of the glove. Cannon McMillan in business.
This has been a normal occurrence today. The base is loaded for Cannon McMillan. Last time it happened, a grand slam was struck by Nico Petragas. MJ Marischak with his opportunity, and he rips one into center field for a base hit. Simmons scores easily. Westfall on his horse. He will score as well. Throw to the infield. They've got the runner hung up at second, and out there is Massimo Falcone for the inning second out. But the Big Macs tack on two more runs. It's a 10-1 lead thanks to the two-run single by Marischak.
Yeah, Falcone thought that ball was coming home, but the ball got cut off there by Polano, and he was stuck between second and third. Easy throw there for Polano to get the get that out on Falcone. The 8-1-4, I believe it would go.
So now it's Troy Stimson. Stimson has reached twice today, a walk and a hit by pitch, has scored two runs, first pitch to him a ball. Hey, 1-0, looked at for a strike. Stimson, we mentioned the Pony League World Series, he was the John D. Wojtek Award winner couple of years back. That's given annually to the Washington County team's top hitter. He hit .533 that World Series with eight hits and five RBIs. Also had a three-run inside the park home run and a 7-5 victory against Monterrey, Mexico. That was the 2023 World Series at Lou Hayes Pony Field. 2-1 count on Stimson. Curveball strike on the outside corner.
Yeah, I hope to get back down there for one of those games again. Was able to go down a few years back. Saw the Chinese team play, I believe it was.
Yeah, Chinese Taipei.
Yeah.
Oftentimes in the World Series, a lot of times in the championship, the Asia-Pacific Zone champions on the regular.
A lot of times winning it.
That's right.
Yeah, they're so disciplined. Different brand of baseball, but very effective.
2-2, runner goes. Pitch is outside for a ball. Throw into second. That's going to skip behind the bag. Backed up by Mason Fisher, the short ball on a 3-2 pitch. Hit the deep left field by Stimpson, and that one's halfway up the wall. Extra bases for Stimpson. Another run scores. Laskowski crosses the pace station. It's 11-1. Cannon McMillan, RBI double for Stimpson.
Yeah, I thought that ball had enough juice to get out of here, but he said just hit the top of the wall. Stimpson's going to get a courtesy runner. Looks like that's going to be Tazak.
Ben Tazak, 6'1 senior.
And Coach Semega is going to come out, and I think that's going to be it for Coach. Let's see if it's Coach Semega is going to make a change or not here. We have an 11-1 lead here in the bottom of the third. So Parker Mel was warming up.
And that is going to do it for Andrew Polano. So the Raiders go to the bullpen, and we will go to a commercial break. Two outs, runner at second, bottom of the third. Cannon McMillan leading by 10, 11-1. As you're listening to the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation, also video coverage on the NFHS Network.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Parker Mel checks in for Seneca Valley out of the bullpen with the Big Macs leading 11-1 in the WPIL quarterfinals. We're in the bottom of the third, runner at second with two outs. And Parker Mel's totals, he is 3-1 this season. And in 27 and a third innings, has allowed 27 hits, 18 runs, 14 earned, an ERA of 3.59 for Mel. He has walked 17 while striking out 22. So he gets the call out of the pen with his team trailing 11-1. Nico Petragas, 5 RBI performance so far today, including a grand slam in the second inning. He's due up next. Also in the postgame show, stay tuned as we'll have our Player of the Game Award presented by the Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County.
Well, I wonder who that could be right now. leading candidate.
A little foreshadowing on my part.
Yeah.
There. So, unless something changes my mind, I think you at least have an early indication who has the leg up at this point. It may or not may not be Nico Petragas who steps into the batter's box. 11-1, Cannon Mack, bottom of the third. Parker Mel, the righty, takes a look at the runner at second, delivers a curveball that's a soft pop towards shallow center, and a diving catch made by the second baseman, Cahill. Oh, a terrific grab in shallow center. That looked like trouble off the bat, but Cahill denies Petragas for the inning's final out. Your score after three innings, it's Cannon McMillan 11, Seneca Valley 1 in the WPIAL quarterfinals. You're tuned in to coverage on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
This is Coach Guy Montecalvo for the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. We'd love to have you join us in celebration of outstanding athletes, coaches, and teams from our area. As a member of our chapter, you can nominate potential candidates, then vote on the nominees for each year's induction banquet. And you can help spread the word about our region's rich athletic tradition. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook and be a part of something exceptional. The Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
Valley View Farm is the perfect venue for your wedding day. A rustic 1900s barn settled cozily among the rolling hills of Greene County, Valley View Farm provides a warm and welcome atmosphere. Weddings are the specialty, but Valley View is available to book for any event, and the barn is equipped with full heating and air conditioning to allow for year-round bookings. Wedding packages include a house DJ and a wedding coordinator, plus a staff that will take care of every need on your big day. To schedule a free tour, call 724-833-6426, valleyviewfarmvenue.com.
I did have some of that loaves of bread.
And we are back here at Boyce Mayview Park as Limon is telling me about his lunch. And we know what I'm having for dinner. And it's going to be pizza here in a little bit. But the Big Macs, time of making me hungry.
Yeah,
the Big Macs have jumped out to an 11-1 lead here on Seneca Valley. The Big Macs with 3 runs in the first, 5 in the second, 3 more in the third. And M.J. Marschalk with a healthy advantage, yielding only 1 unearned run in the third. In the fourth inning, Caden Cahill, Brandon Godlewski, and Jackson Plunkard will come to bat. Cahill, who made the fantastic diving catch in shallow center field to end the last half inning. This Cannon McMillan team, they have won the Section 2 title in back-to-back years 3 times in the last 4. And Cannon McMillan has not played in the WPIAL championship game since 2018. But Cannon McMillan is hoping that it'll be return of the Max here in 2026. You see what I did there?
I saw exactly what you did.
11-1 Cannon Mac here as we begin the fourth inning. Cannon McMillan back in 2018 winning the state title as well. They beat North Allegheny in the 2018 Whippeal Championship 2-1. Here's a fly ball to center. One pitch, one out. Cahill retired as Falcone makes the catch. One away in the fourth.
Again, Falcone shaded in the right center, perfectly placed.
Brandon Godlewski popped up in foul territory to Braden Radu, his first time in the second.
Apparently, Cannon McMillan feels like Seneca Valley's not going to get around a Marschalk, because that's where Falcone's been playing. Basically, every player about 15 steps in the right center field, having a huge gaping hole in left center. But
with his speed, he can
make
up the distance pretty quickly. Ball bounce foul, third base way for strike one.
Of course, Simmons off the line pretty good in left, too, so they're just playing more towards that right side because Marschalk throwing the ball hard.
Yeah, and with Marschalk, exactly. With Marschalk on the mound, most hitters are behind the fastball. 0-1, fastball high. Brandon Godlewski, you mentioned earlier, Lee, Pitt Johnstown commit. This past August was the Under Armour Next Up Prospect Tour Home Run Derby champion in Fort Myers, Florida.
Well, that's a mouthful.
And I got through it cleanly,
yeah,
I might add.
Yeah, he did well.
1-1, and that's in the dirt. 2 balls and a strike. Godlewski, his younger sister Peyton Godlewski, a freshman tennis player at Seneca Valley, already competing at number 1 singles. She was the Seneca Valley Student of the Month in October. Marschalk deals the 2-1, in on the hands, popped out of play, back of home.
The Seb Scholsky is thrown in the bullpen. I think that's just sort of a let me get some work in right now. Might see him come in and throw the fifth possibly just to.
Do we have pitch count on Marschalk? 60. So he is at 60 at this point. Just wondering where maybe decision-making could potentially be with him and then Scholsky. 2-2 popped up. Foul ground will drift out of play on the third base side near the Seneca Valley bullpen area. One out, nobody aboard in the top of the fourth. 11-1, Cannon McMillan leads.
And you could give Scholsky an inning, providing the score stays this way. 11-1, because it could be done after 5 innings.
And that's kind of the key, right? Because let's play devil's advocate, right? Say his score stays 11-1 in the fifth, you bring Scholsky in and he gives up a run. Then what?
Yeah.
Ball popped up and out of play again.
and you pull them quickly.
You'd like it if your bats can add on some more insurance.
Yes. Got a chance in the fourth and the fifth.
Or maybe only the fourth.
If you're Canada McMillan, hopefully just the fourth.
Game one of a Class 6A doubleheader here from Boyce Mayview Park. Marsh Chalk's 2-2 is off the plate outside. Maybe a little low as well. Count is full, 3-2. Big Max by 10. One out, nobody on in the top of the fourth for Seneca Valley. And the payoff. Bounced. Fair ball on the third base side. Nice pick at third on the backhand by Petragas, but the throw to first is not handled by Redu. And it will be a one-out base runner for Seneca Valley.
Yeah, good play originally there by Petragas, but then, unfortunately, the throw-in error. Short hop to Redu, tried to come up with it.
And
could
made,
not.
Made the hard part of the play,
yeah.
But the throw errant, so E5. Put Skodleski aboard. 11-1. Plunkert at the plate. He taps one towards second. East left fields it. A little trouble getting the ball out of the glove. Throw to second. Gets the out there to first, not in time. Plunkert reaches on the fielder's choice. That just that little bit, a fraction of a second there. Getting the ball out of the glove for Eastlip cost him the double play.
Yeah, he had the double clutch, and that he said that cost him. It looked like a routine double play, but ball getting stuck in the glove. But at least you got the shore out.
Yep, still two outs in the inning, and you do retire the lead runner. Mason Durst, 0-1. He struck out in the second. 11-1, Big Max in the fourth. Class 6A quarterfinals. Mars Chalk's pitch. Curveball strike on the inside corner. Mars Chalk set from the stretch. Brings the 0-1, wave and a miss. Left-handed hitting Durst comes up empty on that one. Some good run on that tailing inside. Wind blowing gently out toward right center field. Inching out the lead at first is Plunkard. Mars Chalk paying no attention to him here in the fourth. 0-2, just misses the strike zone off the plate, ball one. You could hear the Big Max fans gasp wanting the strike call there. Mars Chalk delivers the 1-2, swing and a miss. Strike three ends the inning, and that's six Ks for the right-hander, M.J. Marschak. We head to the home half of the fourth. The score, Canada McMillan 11, Seneca Valley 1 on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation and the NFHS Network.
Strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com. The cost of living is crushing Pennsylvania families. Property taxes are too high, electric bills keep climbing, and it's hard to make ends meet and plan for the future. I'm Senator Cameron Bartolotta. I'm working hard to lower taxes so you keep more of what you earn. I'm working to make Pennsylvania more business-friendly to attract investment and grow our economy. I'm committed to lowering your energy costs by protecting reliable, affordable power. On May 19th, I'm asking for your vote so I can keep fighting for a more affordable Pennsylvania. Paid for by Cameron for Senate.
Canada McMillan holding an 11-1 advantage over Seneca Valley in the 2-7 matchup in the WPIAL Class 6A quarterfinals. We head to the bottom of the fourth inning, and we'll have a new pitcher, Elliot Murnock. As the preceding pitcher, Parker Mell, threw one pitch, got an out, and his day's done. That's a good day of work. Now Murnock, who's worked 9 2/3 innings this year, an 0-1 record, has given up 15 hits, 12 runs, 10 earned. Has walked 8, 7 strikeouts, an ERA of 7.24 for Murdoch. And he is a senior, so an opportunity to get one of the seniors into the ballgame here in the bottom of the fourth. He'll face Braden Radu, Alex Eastlep, and Seb Scholsky. The batters due up. McKenna McMillan leading by 10, but you still wouldn't mind a little bit more insurance going into the fifth.
Or just try to end it here in the fourth.
No, that's another option, but you need, what, five more runs to do that.
They put a five in the second.
They did, including a grand slam by Nico Petragas, his first home run of the year.
Leading off, number 47, Braden Radu.
Braden Radu, sack fly RBI in the first, doubled in the second. And he's hit by a pitch. Leadoff base runner for the Big Macs.
Well, the way he went to start the inning.
Second baseman, Alex Eastlep.
Now it's Alex Eastlep. Eastlep 0 for 2, strikeout in the first, popped out to the pitcher in the second. B35 coming into the day, and that's going up as we speak. Check swing, fastball high from Murdoch for ball one.
Yeah, 10 hits on the day so far in the first three innings for Cannon McMillan.
1-0, low and outside. Two balls and no strikes. Now, this is the only early game in Class 6A. Everything else at 7 o'clock. 2-0 pitch, swing and a miss. Foul tip into the glove of catcher Quinn Carney for strike one. At North Allegheny, Butler, the number one seed, takes on 8th-seeded Mount Lebanon. At Gateway, it's Norwood and Central Catholic. That's the 4-5 matchup. Foul ball our direction. The fence has it. Two balls, two strikes on Alex Eastlep. And then from this site, it's North Allegheny, the 3-seed, against 6th-seeded Hempfield. Last year, North Allegheny was the 1-seed and was upset by Hempfield in the quarterfinals. Breaking ball low and in toward the feet of Eastlep. It's ball three. And these teams hooked up in the semifinal round last year. Raiders won it 4-0 on their way to a title. But much different today as Cannon McMillan's Eastlep draws a walk. Big Macs leading 11-1 and two on with nobody out now in the fourth.
You mentioned the Seneca Valley and North Allegheny, both their volleyball teams in action tonight.
The designated hitter,
the semifinals of volleyball.
North Allegheny against Baldwin, Seneca Valley against Butler in WPIAL 3A volleyball.
And those finals also on Wednesday. The semifinals baseball on Wednesday.
Pitch outside for a ball. Right, scheduled.
Scheduled.
I'm selfishly rooting for a rainout on Wednesday.
Understand why.
Because I would like to see the baseball playoffs, baseball semifinals. 1-0 pitch. Fouled away. I'm unavailable Wednesday because of my work schedule.
Yeah. If the score stays this way, I'm selfishly rooting for the game to get moved to Seneca Valley on turf.
I wouldn't be. I'd be fine with that if that's what happens.
Press box in a 20-minute drive.
It would be closer from my home base. Well, not my home base, but my work base, I guess. Here's a pop fly into left center, and that's going to bloop in for a base hit. Raiders had trouble with it, and now the ball thrown, well, nearly thrown away. It's backed up by Murdoch in foul territory. It was airmailed over Plunkard, but Durst throw handled by Murdoch. Bases loaded on the bloop single by Seb Scholsky. He's 3-for-3 today now.
Well, we've seen some very interesting hits here today. That ball was hit in the air for a long time. They said shortstop Fisher went out, thought he was going to corral it, but the ball just kept on slowly getting out to the outfield, and Durst was coming in. Falls between Durst, Drennan, and Fisher for the base hit.
Here's Blake Simmons. He's reached twice, a walk, fielder's choice, has scored two runs. Bats with the bases loaded and nobody out in the bottom of the fourth. First pitch is strike from Elliot Murdoch. And now you start to think along the lines of what you were talking about. Hey, if you get five runs, you can end it here. One swing could give you four. You've already had one grand slam today. Left-handed hitting Simmons in the batter's box. Gap shot would be good, too, if you're a Big Macs fan. 0-1 from Murdoch. And this is a fly ball to left. Durst, long run for him. That's going to bloop in as well. A base hit, station to station for Cannon McMillan. Now the ball thrown away again by Durst, and no one can back it up this time as it's behind home plate, and another run scores. So Radu crosses the plate on the bloop base hit by Simmons, and then Eastlip scores on the throwing error by Durst. It's 13-1, Cannon McMillan in the bottom of the fourth.
And still nobody out. Yeah, just a good throw might have a chance at that out at third, but that ball just sailed over everybody.
RBI single for Simmons.
Yeah, Murdoch backing up at home plate to track that one down.
And a chopper off the bat of Westfall that's fielded behind the bag at third, but actually it's a foul ball.
Umpire not really too emphatic about that call, but did get the arm out.
No, Westfall walked and scored in the third. He's 0-for-1.
So only one RBI in that play for Simmons.
Right. RBI on the bloop hit. Air brought home the second run.
And now you're winning runs standing in the box right now.
Breaking ball misses the outside corner. Oh, they get that? No. Misses the outside corner. One ball, one strike. Two in scoring position. Scholski and Simmons. As you said, Lee, still nobody out. Pitch way inside to Westfall. And you're in danger here where the top of the order is looming for Cannon McMillan. 2-1 offering, ground ball left side of the infield and through past the diving Mason Fisher. In to score is Scholski, and it's now 14-1 Cannon McMillan. Another throw gets away at home plate, another error. Simmons crosses the pay station. 15-1 Cannon McMillan, nobody out in the fourth, and taking second on the error is Westfall. So same result as the previous batter, RBI hit for Westfall, but then an error brings home the second runner.
Again, the throw just coming the whole way home, and it looked like Carney had a chance at a bounce right in front of him, just couldn't come up with the throw. Goes the whole way to the backstop. Runner was being held up, but easily scorned. Now the winning run standing at second base.
Now things unraveling for Seneca Valley in a variety of ways. Falcone, fly ball shallow right, and that is going to fall in. Holding.
Or was it caught?
No, did he catch it? He did catch it. Okay. Well, somebody caught it.
And they're saying the runner did not leave early from second base. And Coach Semegas coming out to find out what's going on.
Pitcher MJ Marschuk.
So apparently Cahill made an outstanding play diving in the right field. And they're just saying Westfall left early from second base.
Yeah, Coach Semega asking the umpiring crew to gather together to talk this one over. So evidently a catch out at shallow right. And Westfall, at least for now, has tagged in advance to third.
Well, the second base umpire went out to make that call in right shallow right field to make sure it was the catch. So the third base umpire is responsible for the tag. So he called safe. So if no one else saw it, and they're going to say safe. And Coach Semega not happy about it.
So runner Westfall advances to third on the fly out to shallow right, caught by Cahill. And that's the first out of the inning, but the Big Macs 90 feet away from winning by 15-run rule.
And the infield's going to have to come in, and they're still playing back.
One out in the inning, MJ Marschuk at the plate. He rips one, ground ball two, hopper to third. Plunkard's going to throw across the diamond for the inning second out, but that's your ball game. Cannon McMillan scores the 16th run. That's a 15-run lead and victory. Cannon McMillan prevails by the final of 16-1 in four innings. We are going to step aside for a break, and we'll have our player of the game for you as well here on the WJPA Sports Network and video coverage on the NFHS Network.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
I'm Elizabeth McLeod Walls, president of Washington and Jefferson College. W&J is part of the fabric of Washington. You'll see our students, faculty, and staff volunteering in local organizations, supporting community events, collaborating with area schools, and lending a hand where help is needed. This is a place where people look out for one another, work side by side, and invest in the place we all call home. Washington and W&J, moving forward together.
And welcome back to Boyce Mayview Park. I'm Randy Gore along with Lee Moen as Cana McMillan wins by 15-run rule, 16-1 over Seneca Valley. And we knew this Cana McMillan team, Lee, could swing it, and boy, did they ever today. Three runs in the first, five in the second, three in the third, and five more in the fourth to win 16-1. MJ Marschak finished it off with an RBI ground out to third that brought home the final run of the ball game. That was Noah Westfall, who scored from third. And Marschak ends up the winning pitcher, throws a complete game, four innings, and he sealed the deal himself with the bat there at the end as he finishes with four RBIs today. We'll talk more about the offense, but four RBIs for Marschak and a win, certainly impressive on his behalf.
Yeah, he pitched very well. I mean, did not walk anybody. Got through that first inning, and he ran into trouble in that first inning. Had two runners on, for first two out of three runners on, but then the strikeout and the ground out to Cahill and then Cahill, and then that just was able to cruise after setting Cannon McMillan's spotting him that 8-0 lead. Gave up the RBI in the third, but other than that, I mean, he pitched very effectively here today.
And for Seneca Valley, their season comes to a close for the Raiders with a record of 10-11, able to make the playoffs for a seventh consecutive season, but just tough go of it.
Yeah.
Torrenegra didn't really have it at the beginning of the game, and it might be more about what the Big Macs are capable of than what the Raiders pitchers weren't capable of, because Cam McMillan, very impressive. Again, we talked pregame. We knew that they had a good team batting average, some power, and they were able to show what they can do in all facets of the offensive game. Grand slam by Nico Petragas. Some stolen bases mixed in, and you know, the running game capitalizing on opportunities. Numerous errors by the Raiders today. In fact, two in that clinching fourth inning as well. So the Big Macs able to capitalize on the opportunities presented.
Yeah, Raiders definitely didn't play their best baseball here for the last game of the year. Four errors here today. And they are snake bitten a little bit because some of those hits for Cannon McMillan just blooping in. Yeah, you know, so unfortunately, you know, those throwing errors costing them. But you know, for Seneca Valley, still a good year, and you made your way into the playoffs, and nothing to be ashamed of.
We're going to pause for a commercial break, and we'll have some more thoughts here in the postgame show on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsandLoan.com. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night.
And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
In the postgame show here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation, winning pitcher MJ Marzchak as he improves to 7-0 on the season. Gave up one unearned run, so his ERA goes down. It was at 0.88, so it'll go down after this one today. Raiders lone run scored in the third inning. Owen Belpic Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. And that coming up right after this.
Strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
And back in the postgame show again, it's time to recognize our player of the game, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. A lot of great opportunities to select players in this one. We're going to go honorable mention first to MJ Marzchak. Got the win, four-inning complete game effort, also four RBIs for him. But our player of the game, our selection for the Washington County College Center player of the game, it's Nico Petragas. He helped bust this thing open. RBI single, drove in the first run of the game. He had a grand slam in the second that took a 4-0 game to make it 8-0, and the Big Macs just rolled from there. Nico Petragas, our Wright Automotive, our Washington County College Center player of the game.
Yeah, he's that such a big hit in the second inning, because it looked like the Seneca Valley just might get out of that, and then because there was two outs, and then Petragas that just nailed it right there with that big grand slam and just shut the door.
So congrats to Nico Petragas and the Big Macs, who improved to 16-5 on the season. They'll await the winner of North Allegheny and Hempfield, slated to get started at 7 o'clock tonight here from Boyce Mayview Park. We'll have the call of that one on the North Allegheny Sports Network with your free audio, also NFHS Network for your pay-per-view video. That'll do it for us for Game 1 of our broadcast twin bill. For Lee Moan, I'm Randy Gore, and also one more final message before we do say goodbye. This game of the broadcast rights to it are the sole and exclusive property, the WPIAL and the NFHS Network. This broadcast is intended exclusively for the benefit of our listening and viewing audience, and any use, rebroadcast, or distribution of this game without the express written consent of the WPIAL, the NFHS Network, and WJPA Radio is strictly prohibited. The announcers are chosen and paid by WJPA Radio. All rights reserved. Copyright 2026. And glad to have you with us today. Our coverage brought to you in part by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Cameron Bartolotta for Pennsylvania Senate. Find out more at cameraforsenate.com. Visit Green. Green County has something for everyone. Log on. Visit green.org. Washington and Jefferson College, WNJ and Washington, moving forward together. Slovenian Savings and Loan, big enough to serve, small enough to care. CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. Washington Green County Chapter, Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, celebrating our region's rich athletic tradition. And Valley View Farm, a premier wedding and event venue. Visit valleyviewfarmvenue.com. For Lee Moan, I'm Randy Gore. Final score, Canada McMillan 16, Seneca Valley 1 in four innings by 15 run.